This episode was recorded on the country of the Wurundjeri people of the Eastern Kulin Nation. They have been the custodians of the land around Melbourne for thousands of years. I pay my respect to elders past and present. Welcome to Weekend Birder. My name is Kirsty Costa. It's great to have you join us. In this episode, we are going to talk to Luca. Luca, would you like to introduce yourself to everyone?
Okay, so I'm Luca and I'm 11 years old and I live in Northcote in Melbourne. My favourite animal is a cassowary and I really like being in nature.
You have been a fan of birds and a birdwatcher for a long time. How did that all start for you?
I think I got into drawing and I was looking at my dad's bird book and it was just at the very start of lockdown. And then what happened was that I started drawing birds and then I memorized all of the birds in the bird book and I was really into it. And then for my birthday that year I asked for a camera and then I just wherever I went, because I'm an opportunistic birder usually, so wherever I went I just did birding and it all started from there. And especially with my camera, because I was taking photos bird. Yeah, that's basically how it all started.
That's very cool. So how would you rate your bird watching skills now?
I think I'm quite experienced, especially for a person of my age, but I think I'm still maybe a bit in the intermediate section.
So what do you love about bird watching?
Oh, that's actually a really tricky question. It's a good way to it's a good pastime in nature. Also, I find birds quite beautiful, other animals as well, definitely. But I really like photographing birds. And that's also part of my, birding. Well, especially cassowaries. I like how they're very cute, but those are very fierce. Yeah, they have many different personalities. I also like how birds can fly because I really want to fly as well.
Me too. I would love to go flying. And I also love cassowaries. They're so interesting. In this episode, Luca, you are going to tell us about one of your favourite places to go birdwatching and visit and go on holiday, which is East Gippsland in Victoria. Can you tell us a little bit about it and why it's unique?
It's unique because the weather pattern that comes from the east and north, it's quite humid. And there are many ecosystems and microclimates because there's lots of inlets, there's mountains, and there's also mountain forest and lowland forest, and some warm temperate rainforest. So that provides a lot of habitat for a wide, diverse range of birds.
And it's located in Victoria, isn't it? How far is it to drive in the car, do you know, between Melbourne and East Gippsland?
Well, for our rate, it can take 8 hours.
So it's a bit of a drive, but it sounds like it's worth it.
Yeah, it definitely is.
So
definitely.
What birds have you seen in East Gippsland?
There's lots of satin bowerbirds. A rarity is white-headed pigeons, the only place they're found in Victoria. At Bastion Point, I've seen an eastern reef egret, which is the southernmost place they can be found in Australia, the only place they can be found in Australia. I also know that they can be found at Secret Beach. And I remember one time I had to walk through a channel about 1 meter deep to see a bar-tailed godwit. And it was really amazing.
What does an eastern reef egret look like?
They're kind of grey with slightly shaggy feathers. They have yellow legs and they look a bit like a heron, except a bit more compact, but not quite like a Nankeen night heron, kind of in between. Yeah, they're quite sleek, elegant birds, and they're just like, they usually perch on rocks, like where the water is.
That's a cool description. That's great for someone who hasn't seen one before, because I've never seen one before. So now I can imagine what it looks like. Have you got any good stories of being bird watching or travelling down in East Gippsland that you'd like to share?
Yeah. One time, there was like black-faced monarchs, and they're also quite rare, I know. And I saw them down at Wingan Inlet, which is about 30 minutes drive from Mallacoota and just down from Canberra. Quite convenient to get to if you want to go from Mallacoota. And there's a wide range of birds there. There's jurigonies, sacred kingfishers. In the campgrounds, hopping around, there's like Bassian thrush, which look a bit like female blackbirds, except they have rounded chevrons, and they're quite beautiful birds with lots of patterns on them. Also lots of gangang cockatoos and rufous fantails.
Wow, that sounds like such a great mix of birds. Is there anywhere else that you'd recommend that people go in East Gippsland?
Mallacoota Inlet is like definitely a must, especially if you want to see migratory shorebirds, like I already mentioned, bar-tailed godwits, red-necked stints, and also pelicans. There's also Goongra and Erinundra, which is north of Orbost. And if you go into the forests, I mean, there aren't too many birds, but there is lyrebirds and pilot birds, which I haven't seen, but I have heard a lyrebird there. But you should just still go there for the forest, because the trees are really, really tall, and some of it actually hasn't been burnt from the fires. And I know that lots of birders love nature, so I mean, why not go? They're my favourite spots, but I have also heard that at Cabbage Tree Creek, there are topknot pigeons, but that's yet to be seen for me, but hopefully I see it.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
I've never seen a topknot pigeon either, so I have to put it on my list as well to go to Mallacoota.
Yeah, they're also like very, very rare. But this is also because of climate change, because I think the further climate change gets, the more humid and warm it gets in East Gippsland. So East Gippsland is basically the same as southern New South Wales. And since it's on the eastern seaboard, so it's getting a more humid climate. And since the 1980s, topknot pigeons have been coming down every summer. So that's just a summer special.
Yeah, wow, migrating all the way down to Mallacoota. How interesting. I didn't know that they went that far south. Is there any other stories you'd like to share or any fun facts about birds that you think listeners would be interested in?
Okay, a story I want to share. So isn't related to East Gippsland, but if I had to share a story, a birding place every birder should visit is O'Reilly's, because you get to see regent bowerbirds, satin bowerbirds. I was like 10 centimetres or 20 centimetres away from a eastern whipbird. And there are also Albert's lyrebirds there. It's really amazing, and a wide range of hikes and stuff. How close I got to the birds is something probably you would know. See, they've been feeding them, but I mean, that's definitely a very widely debated topic between birders. Where do I stand on that topic? So, I mean, they have been, like, they've been doing it for like 70 years. And plus, a lot of people who are birders, you know, they might have become birders because of an experience like that. And it also makes people want to conserve nature. So I think that's important. I mean, birds should also have their own food, but the good thing is that they leave it out. They do not actually hand feed it. Yeah, and they also give them proper food because you need to give them, like, proper food. Otherwise, it's just not good.
It sounds like O'Reilly's Rainforest Retreat, which is in the Gold Coast hinterland in Queensland, is a place we should all think about visiting. So, Luca, you're an experienced birdwatcher. What advice would you give to everyone listening?
So, I would say, like, when you go to a place, study the birds, but, like, don't study them overly. Just, like, have a quick look and definitely bring your bird guide. Like, I don't bring my bird guide, but, yeah, definitely bring your bird guide so you can identify birds. Or maybe your parent could get a bird app. Yeah, and bring yourself definitely some binoculars or camera. Cameras are helpful if you just want to get a quick shot for ID. So, yeah, not much than that. Just, like, go for it.
Good advice. Just go for it. Luca, you told me that you've got a wish list of birds that you would really love to see. Tell us about what's on that list.
I have seen a buff-banded rail already, but I actually need to get a photo of it for something. But I also just want to get a photo of it anyway. I would really like to see the buff-breasted paradise kingfisher. Yeah, it's a very beautiful bird. Yeah, like I would really like to see it, but it'd probably be hard to get a photo of it because of the humidity. You don't want it to fog up the lens, and there's also ticks in the rainforest. It would be a very big undertaking.
We learned a bit about the kingfisher family in the last episode, episode 69 with Jeffrey Curran. Luca, you've got a bird book in front of you. Do you want to describe what a buff-breasted kingfisher looks like?
So it has a large red bill, that's what it says, apricot underparts. On its back, it has like a long white stripe. And then on its tail continues the stripe and then into some long little like these long tail feathers, like maybe the ones of like a rainbow bee eater or something like that, except way longer. And it has a black stripe where its eyes, from its bill all the way around its nape to the other side. And then it has a blue capping, bluish black wings, and on either side of the white stripe, a blue tail. So it lives in the wet tropics around the Atherton Tablelands and also in far north Queensland, like in Jardine River and stuff.
Wow, you just showed me the picture and that bird is a stunner. I think I need to add it to my wish list as well. Luca, is there anything else that you would like to say to weekend birder listeners?
So, something I would like to tell you is you don't have to pay attention to the birds in your backyard like 100%, but sometimes you do get little rarities because, like, once I saw an eastern spinebill and another time, well, a few times now, I've seen white-browed scrub wren. So your backyard is always a great place. I'm sure many birders have said that, but go to as many places as you can and it's good to look for one bird. I agree with that, but I think it's also great to be opportunistic. Yeah.
Thanks for coming on the show, Luca, to share your love of birdwatching and East Gippsland. I'm sure you've given lots of people some things to think about. Listener, if you would like to see any of the places that Luca mentioned, check out the show notes and visit the Weekend Birder Google map. In the next episode, we're going to discover why birds behave like they do. And I bet you will learn something new. Speak to you then.